Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. Do you know Simon Rich? He's a writer. He worked on SNL for a while, making some of that show's all-timer sketches. He created and wrote for the show Man Seeking Woman and Miracle Workers, a very funny anthology show with Daniel Radcliffe and Steve Buscemi. He has written often for The New Yorker. Recently, he wrote the new movie American Pickle. In it, Seth Rogen plays Herschel Greenbaum, a guy who immigrates to Brooklyn from Eastern Europe to pursue the American dream, only instead of that, he falls into a giant vat of pickles. And the pickling juice somehow preserves him for a century, and when he wakes up in modern New York City, the only living relative he can find is his great-grandson, played by Seth Rogen. The movie is based on a short story Simon wrote in 2013, and take it from me, Simon is a wonderful short story writer. We were actually lucky enough to have Simon come by and read a few selections from his most recent short story collection, Hits and Misses. This one is called Riding Solo, The Oatsy Story. So how do I set this up? They say history is written by the victors, celebrating the exploits of the great men, your Washingtons, your Lincolns, your Paul Reveres. But history is never, ever written by the horses those great men rode. Until now.
Growing up horse, I do not expect much from life. My 10 older brothers all end up in stable. My sisters become glue. When I am small, my father run off. That is not figure of speech. One day, for real, he just run into woods out of nowhere. Everyone is like, whoa, that crazy. It is not happy barn, but I have one escape, running. When I am doing gallop, I do not think about how little hay we have or where I will next find salt. I think only of wind in my mane as I surge through the air like bird. In that moment, I am happy. I am free. Around this time, I meet human. His name Paul. Paul Revere. He was not big star then. He was just regular guy from Boston. Laid back, funny, easy to carry. We become close and tell our secrets. Turns out we both have same dream. To make big mark on world. One night, when moon is up, we make pact. If one of us make it, we both make it. Together, there is no stopping us. Then one day we see British coming, and I am like, this is it. This is our chance. We can ride to town and tell people British are coming, and we'll be like this big thing. Paul is scared, and he is like, are you sure this good idea, Oatsy? And I am like, trust me, I know what I talk about. So Paul cannot run fast because he has fat legs and also he is human. So he is like, hey, can you do running part? And I'm like, of course, I will carry you whole way to town. And when we get there, you can do speaking part, since you are not horse and you know English and can talk. And he is like, deal. So then I carry him through brambles for hours, and he shouts, the British are coming. And next thing we know, everyone is cheering. And I neigh at Paul, like, told you so. So Army guy says, okay, now you meet John Hancock and Sam Adams. And I'm like, whoa, this is big time. But when we are walking to meeting house, something strange happens. Paul ties me to post. And I am like, why not me go inside with you? And he is like, well, you do not have tie and blazer, and also you are horse. And I am like, huh, this weird. And then person from newspaper jump out. And he is like, Paul, how did you ride so long through night? And I snort. Because of course Paul did not ride, I rode. He just clung to my back with eyes closed, crying whenever his face got brushed by leaf. So I smile at Paul, expecting him to correct newspaper man. But instead, he is like, I rode so long because I care revolution. And I am like, whoa, Paul change? So after that, Paul become this big shot. Poem come out about him, and it is made into famous etching. And meanwhile, I unemployed. And my horse wife is like, how about you get work pulling carriage? And I am like, I saved country from British. I'm not pulling around fatsos all day. And she is like, have you been drinking? And I am like, I might have stopped by brewery and licked puddle, but what is wrong with that? I'm full grown horse, back off. And she is like, what is wrong with you? And I say, there is nothing wrong with me, there is something wrong with the world, because they do not realize it is me who made Midnight Ride. And she is like, yeah, with Paul steering you. And that is when it happens. I kick her. And she is like, that's it, it's over, kids, let's go, pick up hay, we're leaving. And I am like, wait, I'm sorry, can we talk about this? But she is gone. She just run into woods out of nowhere. And I am like, whoa, that crazy. So then everything just fall apart. I go from licking brewery puddles to licking distillery puddles to just licking whatever puddles I can find. Like, who cares? Get it in me. And I find myself trotting around Glue Factory, thinking maybe I knock on door and tell them, go ahead. Everyone asks me, why did Paul treat you so bad? I am not a psychologist, but I have theories. For example, not everyone aware, but Paul has small I could feel when he rode me. So maybe that make him crazy? There is also romantic angle. Like again, not everyone aware, but Paul's first wife, Mary, and I, we sort of had a thing. One time, late at night, when no one was around, she was like, I would rather be with you, Otsi. Because I know Midnight Ride was your idea, and Paul stole credit. And also Paul has tiny especially compared to horse. But I have to stay with Paul because of image. And I was like, who cares about image? Let's just love each other and enjoy each other's bodies. And we did share one special night, but that is all I will say about it because it is private. I know that some people, when they read this book, they will think, maybe I made some parts up. For example, some people will be like, how did you say those things to Paul? You are hoarse, you cannot speak. And you even said that yourself early on in book. You said you cannot speak, but then there is so much speaking throughout entire book. Is inconsistent. Fine. They do not have to believe me. That is not why I write this. I write it for my 37 horse kids, so they know the truth and not the lies. Everyone says, you must be bitter. Paul Revere is big, famous icon, and your legs are failing, and soon you will be glue, probably within a few hours, because you are in cage at the Glue Factory, and they are doing you, like, pretty soon. But anger is like salt lick. Every day it shrink and shrink. And I think that when I die, my last thought will not be Paul's betrayal. It will be that moonlit night, that ride through the brambles, the feeling of wind in my mane, as I surge through the air like bird. For a moment I was happy. I was free.
Simon Rich reading Riding Solo, the Otsi story from his book Hits and Misses. The movie An American Pickle, which Simon wrote, is streaming right now on HBO Max. It is a very funny, sweet, touching movie. You should go watch it. That's the end of another episode of Bullseye. Bullseye is produced out of the homes of me and the staff of Maximum Fun in and around Greater Los Angeles, California, a city which has turned orange and burns your lungs when you go out of doors. My understanding from the New York Times Wirecutter is that a pretty decent substitute for an air purifier, if you haven't got one, is to just take an HVAC filter and tape it to a box fan. So that's our recommendation to anybody who doesn't have an air purifier right now here on the West Coast. Our show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our producer is Kevin Ferguson. Jesus Ambrosio and Jordan Cowling are our associate producers. We get help from Casey O'Brien. Our interstitial music is by Dan Wally, also known as DJW. Our theme song is by the great band The Go Team. Thanks to them and their label Memphis Industries for letting us use it. You can also keep up with the show on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just search for Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.